Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Valeria, can you spell your name for me?
Sure. It's V-A-L-E-R-I-A. Valeria.
Valeria.
Yep.
All right. My name is Kelly Outlaw from Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Oh, hi, Kelly. How may I help you today?
I am reaching out in regards to a mutual participant by the name of Michael Civitello.
Okay.
I am reaching out in regards to some complaints Mr. Civitello has brought to our attention here at Keystone. And I was wondering, what were you guys doing in regards to mediating the situation? Because he said he called several times in regards to his care aide. His care aide does not is not completing a task that is set forth in the care plan, and that she does not want to do the work. And she also stated that she came when she was sick and she didn't want to do any work, and he's not supposed to use certain parts of his fingers, and he's finding himself having to do so because the aide is not providing the support that he needs.
Got it. Okay, yes. I spoke with
he also stated that he reached out to you guys and he has not gotten a response or a call back at all.
Got it. Okay, I spoke with him. Let me see my notes. That was Monday. And last Friday, he confirmed definitely, yes, that she didn't work. That was on Friday. But on Monday, he didn't tell me those things. And as per caregiver, she's clocking in now properly, so I will need to confirm with the with Michael if he don't feel well and that the caregiver is not properly with for him, so we can look another aide that can do all the job. Because so far he didn't mention it that on our last conversation on Monday.
All right.
Yeah. So we can look another aide for him, but I just need to make sure that he is agree and inform to the caregiver what will be the last date of services if the patient doesn't want her anymore. Because she was complaining that the patient is like using her gas, that she wants to Leticia, that he wants to Leticia take him to every place, everywhere, and she was complaining about the gas. I just told her, like, you can spoke with him and make an agreement, you know, you're doing your job. But she say, oh, it's okay for me, I just spoke with him, and that's it. That's all the information that I have so far for them. So if you all agree, I will get in touch with Michael today after this call and spoke with him, make an agreement if he wants to change caregiver.
Alrighty. Yeah, thank you.
Is that okay for you? Okay, Kelly. Is there maybe any phone number so I can call you back to keep you post?
Yes. My number is 215-528-1759.
Okay, Kelly, thank you very much. Anything else I can help? Do you have any other questions?
No, thank you so much, Valeria.
Okay, thank you to you for getting in touch with me. You have a good one.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye now.